Welcome to this New Statesman and London Council's event at the Conservative Party conference. Neil Carmichael is our missing member, who'll be joining us soon. He's an MP and on the Education Select Committee. But in the meantime, let me introduce you to our other members on the panel. We're discussing a very topical issue, given the flux and transformation which is currently taking place in the education system. And our subject for discussion is New School, New Rules, the Future of Local Education. I think local is the word we're emphasising there. On my left, I have Councillor Andrew Harper, who's the Cabinet Member for Education, Children and Families at Barnet Council. And on my right, John Dixon, who's the Assistant Secretary of the National Union of Teachers, the NUT.
Thanks very much. And it's very welcoming to hear the thought that's being given by London councils to the landscape that's changing and how those needs are met, because certainly from the NUT's perspective, we have some considerable concerns that the pace of academy conversions and the establishment of a lot of free schools has left a lot of schools and local authorities in somewhat of a dilemma as to what their role is going to be and what how they're going to deliver their responsibilities in the new landscape. So I think what the London authorities are doing in terms of a consultation exercise is indeed very welcome, because I think despite the quote that you made from the correspondence with Michael Gove, we know a lot of schools out there, let alone local authorities, are very concerned about the way the landscape's changing and actually where their support and services are going to come from, particularly those in the primary sector who rely very heavily in a lot of places on very good local services and support. And certainly I share what you were saying in your presentation, that the idea that Westminster can actually run potentially 24,000 schools and understand the needs of a school in rural Cornwall or urban Bradford, or indeed even all the schools in London very close to Westminster, and actually manage to cope with that, is something of very real concerns. So certainly from the NUT's perspective, we do believe there has to be that middle tier. We do believe there has to be a middle tier which has got some democratic oversight. And again, welcomed your in your speech about the fact that you are responsible to your local electorate. And, of course, education and the schools in that area are a very important part of that. So how do we get and ensure that there is that local democracy there and there is real parental engagement, and parental engagement beyond just very crude data being accessible, but real engagement with the schools and the ability to raise what's good about them and any concerns with people who've got some kind of democratic oversight of what's going on in their area. And another key issue for us is ensuring that whatever middle tier is in operation, there is that local knowledge of what the needs of those pupils are in those areas. Again, not something that you can do realistically from afar in Westminster. And although I know there's a big debate about whether local authorities should just be exercising the responsibilities that have been outlined, or actually be a provider of good quality services, is another area that concerns us, because local authorities in areas, and you know London better than I do, have got a history in a lot of places of really good and valuable services that are very much relied upon by schools for their development and actually trying to get the improvement that's necessary. And certainly those local services on the provision of special needs provision and those kind of areas which are beyond the ability of individual schools to provide, and certainly beyond the needs perhaps of a national chain to provide if it's an academy chain. And another big issue for us is the whole issue of being part of a family of schools and the ability to have good collaboration across those schools. The teaching is very much a collaborative exercise. It's not something that lends itself easily to working in isolation. And the ability for teachers in subject areas, in early years, or any of those particular areas across the profession, to be able to meet together with other teachers in their area and get access to good professional development is a big concern to us, that there has been a lot of decline of access for teachers to be able to constantly improve their skills because there aren't those good quality services around. So from our perspective, it's very important that there is a middle tier. We do believe that rather than reinventing something new, the local authority is the best place to actually provide that middle tier. We do believe it's important that the local authority is there not only, and it's quite right they should be challenging schools, quite right there should be that local accountability. Certainly from the NUT, we've got no problems with ensuring that education is, and teachers are properly accountable, but also to provide that support and collaboration and the ability for teachers to develop and schools to develop with pupils at the heart of the process. So I think it's a very good debate. I'm very pleased to come along and join in this particular debate. And these particular points that have been outlined in this document, I think, are all very worthwhile discussion points. But I would add the whole issue of what is the role of the local authority or whatever other middle tier we have in terms of making sure we've got access to schools and teachers to have that collaborative possibility, those professional development opportunities, because school improvement is going to be very much hampered if teachers haven't got that access and that ability to relate to their fellow professionals and learn from them in that kind of local family of schools.
Thank you, John.